Hello there from Behind the Yellow Line. This is Chapman, episode 53. My name is Kirk, and as always, I'm joined by my friend and Easter Bunny, Christian Rainwater.
What's up, everybody? Our Big Thunder topic of the week is Easter eggs at Disneyland.
Do you not realize that Disney has been closed since Easter's?
Say it again to my face.
Roll the intro.
Hello, everyone. Welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast. Please lower your head and watch your step while boarding. As a courtesy to other passengers, we ask that there be no eating, drinking, or smoking on board. In just a few moments, we will begin our trip into the Disneyland Resort News and Topic of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, this tram is ready to depart. Driver, you are clear.
Welcome back to Tramon, everyone. We are your hosts, Kirk and Rain. How are you, Rain?
I'm good. It's early. We're not used to recording at this time, so it feels a little weird, but this is how we used to record, so it's like, yeah. I'm feeling good, though.
A little blast from the past.
It is. Yeah. It is. That's a good movie.
Yeah, what is?
Brendan Fraser, Blast from the Past.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'm feeling excellent.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So let's...
You know, Easter is lame, dude. I just want to throw that out there. It's kind of a lame holiday.
Like, yeah, like
what? Every single holiday's got priority on Easter.
You know what? Like, I was thinking of that dumb line, right? Mm-hmm. If Nacho Libre didn't exist, my line was just going to be like, is this even cool enough to have a transition
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Let's clean off this egg dye with...
Mousekeeping.
Oh, God. What was that?
This is your first time here. Welcome aboard Tramon, a Disneyland podcast, where Kirk and I talk about the Disneyland Resort through and only through our eyes. And this week we're talking about Easter. So I guess holidays also, whatever.
Easter eggs,
yeah, sure. If you enjoy the show, like, subscribe, comment, share, review, smash that like button wherever you can, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. If you guys want a visual guide of the show, please follow at Tramon Podcast on Instagram. You can also shoot us some DMs on there. Communicate to us on there. You can, I think I forgot last week, you can email us.
Yeah.
At Tramon@gmail.com.
No, Tramon Podcast@gmail.com.
Tramon Podcast@gmail.com. Watch some Disney game streams on twitch.tv/Tramon Podcast, which I haven't done in a while. I feel like I've almost retired after I got my Stream Deck. Which is kind of lame. I've just been busy.
I know you should have like 400 more effects with that thing.
Exactly. You can read dumb tweets on Twitter at Tramon Podcast, and you can find all these links and more at Tramon.com.
All right, so it's time for You're Right, in which members of the Tram Fam write in with corrections or things they disagreed about or with. So, Kimmy writes in. They didn't play the loop on the tram route. We were just so tired that we were complaining about upbeat music.
No, they played.
No, I remember now.
Really?
Because she told you like, oh, this is from Little Mermaid. Because you were like, oh, what's this from? And then I was like, oh, don't hi-ho me right now. Like, I don't want to hear this. Like, it's all like pleasant stuff. And we're like, we're not pleasant.
Oh,
and then
wow.
We were complaining about the loop.
Yeah. They did play the loop when I was walking in.
I don't know, man.
It was the Esplanade loop.
Yeah, but it wasn't that annoying loop.
Oh, okay.
So speaking of that annoying loop, we have some corrections from Christine, who went the day after us. Oh, right. All of the covers are part of an album called We Love Disney from 2015.
From 2015?
Yeah. And
even Eye to Eye? Because I feel like the Goofy movie traction didn't start until like... 2018 or so.
So it had Friend Like Me by Neo.
Shut up. That was Neo.
Part of Your World from Little Mermaid by Jessie J. Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Jason Derulo. Rainbow Connection by Gwen Stefani. Zero to Hero by Ariana Grande. In a World of My Own.
Wait, Zero to Hero by Ariana Grande? That's so meta now. Because everyone wants her to play Meg in the Hercules live action.
In a World of My Own /Very Good Advice from Jhené Aiko.
Jhené Aiko, yeah.
I Want to Be Like You by Fallout Boy. Colors of the Wind by Tori Kelly. A Spoonful of Sugar by Kacey Musgraves. Everybody Wants to Be a Cat by Charles Perry. A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes by Jesse Ware. Let It Go by Rascal Flatts and Lucy Hale. You got your Rascal Flatts. All right, check this out. It's a Small World by everyone on this album. Neo, Jesse J, you know, everyone you just heard.
Wow.
Bonus tracks. It's Not Easy Being Green. Did they play it?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, okay. The bonus tracks were not played. Do you know how long this album is?
How long?
46 minutes and 24 seconds.
Because they added some stuff after that, right?
Did they? Oh,
Get Your Head in the Game.
Yeah.
There was Eye to Eye, like I said.
Yeah.
There was Try Everything.
Oh, of course there was.
Yeah. Chiquita.
Yeah, but not that long, so terrible. She said fake Zac Efron is Drew Seeley. I don't know who that is.
Oh, okay. Oh, who I was talking about. Yeah. Tony Zach.
The lines were long for the California Uncork or whatever.
Uncorked
the,
California?
No, Brews and whatever. California, whatever it was.
Brews and Q's.
No, that's...
What's up, Eddie? Yeah.
But she said people had to line up for the beer because you can't pre-order the beer.
Oh.
Although...
Wait, you can't?
I don't know.
You can mobile order beer on from, you know, other quick service places.
Yeah. You know what? We're doing this live.
Oh, wow.
Opening the Disneyland app.
Wow.
Order food. Select an arrival. Oh, come on. Okay, I got it. Who sold beer?
Who sold beer?
California Craft Brews. Now? Okay.
It's because they have to card you? But I would think that they would just card you when you pick up the beer, right?
Yeah. It's loading. Is it checking my location? Oh, they're on it. Okay, hold on. It actually gave me a message that I totally ignored. Please keep in mind that a touch of it... Okay. You can place the order. Wait.
So we just...
Hold on. Maybe not. Wow, we're so professional.
The most professional.
Oh. No? Yeah.
You can pre-order it.
Yeah, you can't pre-order it if you want to use a Disney gift card.
Oh, I see.
But your free card doesn't work at all. But no, you could order beer.
So that you're right from Christine was...
Wrong.
Nice.
If only we had the rights to Depeche Mode.
That was good.
And she says the Monte Cristo was too much compared to the one at Cafe Orleans. Is that true?
You know what, Christine? You're too much.
I mean...
I'm just kidding. It's not too much, though.
She did go to Carthay. It's almost her... It's not... She said early birthday. Her birthday's in June. I don't know what she's talking about.
We're in March.
Yeah. And then she said, did you mention the WandaVision photo op? And I said, oh, Christine. That was like the first week of February. And then she just said, they have the best Michelada's.
Oh, yeah. The WandaVision photo op is still there?
I guess.
I saw some. They did a Bucky thing.
Do you care about Hollywoodland?
No. No, because we didn't even go during Touch of Disney.
Hmm. Yeah, no. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
So that's all. But now.
Kev's Concoctions with Kirk and Rain.
So what did I say? A beer may appear. A beer may appear.
Oh, smells great.
And what has happened? A beer appeared here. All right. I will tell you the flavor after we drink it.
All right.
But cool. to an old school early recording. Cheers.
Ooh, that's interesting. Okay.
All right. This is called Fizzy Fruit Roll-Up.
Oh my god, I taste it.
You know what it tastes like though?
Huh.
The all natural or like apricot ones.
Yes.
Like the fruit that's like, yeah.
Yeah. The organic ones that are kind of good.
The Food for Less has them.
Yeah.
The blue with the. This is good. He said, I guarantee it'll taste like fruit roll up. And I just said, got it. It said, open slowly. It fizzes a lot. It did.
This is great, dude.
Yeah.
This is great. You go for it.
What is it?
I went to Progress Brewery last night.
Mm-hmm.
Had a couple beers. I didn't realize how vegan beer is. If you make it vegan.
I don't know, dude. Yeast is alive. Tell us. Tell us.
Yeah, let us know, please.
Yeah. But anyways, you know what it's time for?
Some news.
I don't know. Maybe what? Not.
Wait, what is it time for then?
Nah, it's time for some news.
Oh, you got me, dude. You got me. I was like, wait, what? Is this a new segment I don't know about? No, it's some thick boy news today.
Yeah, but before we get into the news.
What's up?
You ever like feel something on your lip and you're like, oh no, it's happened. I've never had a cold sore and it's happened. And then you remember, no, I still have never had a cold sore. I bit my lip last night eating a sandwich. It's that fear. And then you're like, wait, how would I possibly? Oh, right. I bit into a sandwich savagely. And then, you know, you're enjoying it. And you're like, ah, you idiot. Your lips have been there all your life. And you're still biting on them?
My lips are sealed.
What?
We're off the rails today.
All right. So California releases theme park guidelines. So performers must stay at least 6 feet from guests if unmasked. Guest parties max out at 3 households. All queuing must be outdoor only. All indoor rides limited to 15 minutes. So
what does that exclude then?
Maybe
Rise? No. Rise is less. Rise is like 12, isn't it?
I don't know. And then Pirates is 10, but can go to 15. Well, those are just low capacity and just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Small World's not 15.
No. No. I think that, I mean, why put those regulations out then? To be like, look, we're regulating it when there's not really anything relevant.
Well, it's like, is Star Tours going to be open? Because you're stuck inside. Like, are they going to rush the queue through? Out? How are they going to line up the doors?
For Star Tours?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
This is interesting. There is a mask-free zone at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom Marine World Experience.
Mm-hmm.
New theme park guidance requires masks be worn at all times except when eating or drinking.
Wait, like, what?
You can't have your rest zone to just chill out without a mask.
Oh,
like,
I see.
You're drinking, that's your...
Where's this Discovery Land? Or,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just an image that In-Park Magazine posted.
Mm.
Employers who have employees working at amusement parks must develop a testing program. We knew that. Let's see. In-state visitors only.
Mm-hmm.
So that is for sure. It's not like a maybe.
Sorry, guys.
No. I'm not sorry at all. Stay away. Let's beat this thing. Let's see. Household members must be in the same vehicle when possible. Passengers from different households must be at least 6 feet apart. Seat loading patterns must be adjusted to comply. Okay. So if there's a high incidence of loss of a face covering for a ride, no more. Shut the ride down. You're done. If it's like on multiple occasions, people's masks just fly off or something somehow.
When does that ever happen?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah. Like it's pushing on your face.
Okay, at Disneyland. Maybe some Six Flags dropping ride garbage.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. Malibu-mer, maybe.
Yeah. Occupancy limits are based on the fire department occupant limit. I think I said this.
You did.
So that's what you need. There's a sign on the wall. It's just got to be 25% of that if we hit orange tier, which we probably will. And park visitors are permitted to eat and drink only in designated dining areas.
And this is all just overall theme park regulations, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So this is like if they're concession stands, you got to give them their own place to eat. You can't just this bench.
Right.
It's got to be like, this is the eating area.
Right.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, Disneyland has that, minus a couple like churro carts.
Yeah, but they're changing it, you know?
Yeah.
So there is that. And that's it for the theme park guidelines as far as we can tell.
Yeah.
So let's see. Next, cast members are back to work.
Great.
Do you see all those posts and all that?
Yeah, I'm glad. A couple of my friends that we went to high school with, that like in the Ramona, Cantwell, you know, I saw that they started going back to work again.
Oh, that's cool.
Really quick, I want to give a quick discussion regarding that that thing I sent you, the where the child with autism wasn't allowed into Disney World.
Right.
What's your thoughts on this?
Okay, this is from
he's a rapper.
Yeah. Well, it's like, no, we could say his name.
Yeah.
It's his name, Joey Badass.
Yeah. Great rapper. I love his music.
Great actor.
Yeah. Great actor?
He's in Mr. Robot.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, he's
that's cool.
Probably just playing himself, but it's great.
Yeah, I saw him live with Logic.
He's really great in there, but he was like, hey, we're rolling 30 deep at Walt Disney World, and they turned away my autistic cousin who can't wear a mask.
3 years old.
Okay, first thing. Don't roll 30 deep anywhere right now.
Yeah.
It's more than three households.
Yeah.
Don't do that. I know it's Florida. They can do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Two, disclaimer, we do not have children and we are not parents, mm-hmm. right? However, here's just a couple like realistic things. One, the guidance was very clear. I haven't seen this and I'm still 100% sure that when you're on the ticket buying clicky part,
it's a disclaimer.
It says all guests must wear a mask.
Yeah, over the age of two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's that. Like even Target, you ever hear those announcements? Mm-hmm. If you can't wear a mask, online order.
Yeah.
Like deal with, like we're not letting you in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying deal with it. We'll get there. So here's the thing. I do understand that a child with autism can't wear a mask, right? We are still in a pandemic, and I know it really sucks. Like, I wouldn't want to tell my kid you can't go to Disney World, right? But on the other hand, I would know this ahead of time. The sacrifice isn't having to drive back from Disney World. The sacrifice is not planning the trip in the first place.
Right.
And as much as that sucks, again, not everyone with autism has, like, a health risk. Mm-hmm. But let's say they did, right? You shouldn't be going to Walt Disney World during
a pandemic.
Yeah, and that's not my, that's not my advice because what do I know, right? But it's also like, we're in a pandemic and some sacrifices have to be made. Just go to Disney World another time, especially if you are who you are and you have the money to do this some other time, right? It's not like, oh, they saved up all their life and the money's going to go away. Like, just wait a little bit longer. This is all going to go away. It's all going to be fine, right? I'm not saying like, oh, stick a mask on the kid. Obviously not. Is it a really hard conversation? Yes. But like many sacrifices have to be made all the time. Do I agree with the regulation? I don't know. I don't know the science behind it. Yeah. I don't know if it's like worth one person not having it. But then it's like, are people going to abuse it? Of course they are.
And how do you regulate that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
And that's the other thing that I talk about, maybe not on here all the time, but just generally all the time. Like three people ruin everything for all of us.
Right. Right.
That's what it is. Why do we have to do this? Because people abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why do they check our ID at Plaza Inn? Because they catch people trading passes and stuff like that. Right. Like they can easily be like, he looks like a Kirk. That's fine. Right. But also like, come on, Disney, just put the pictures on the POS systems. But
yeah, that's a little much.
The thing I 100% disagree with
is blasting the cast members.
He's like blasting the cast members who are like literally like the cashier at Ralph's.
Yeah.
Like
it was a security lead, but they can't change regulations.
That's the thing. Fine. Be mad. Be mad at Disney World. Get on your platform and shout out at Disney World. Don't blame like Mark and Ryan or whatever the heck their names are.
And he was like, why aren't you guys saying anything? It's because if they say something, they'll like probably lose their job.
They can't speak on behalf of Disney. Yeah. It's not their policy. And I get the whole like, oh, you know, it's just a policy. It's like, okay, when you work for the mouse, like the policy is like, there are certain things I would say like, hey, maybe you should sacrifice your job to do what's right.
Right.
This is not the hill to die on.
Right.
And then like the kid's just going to get kicked out by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the policy. Should the policy be different? I don't know. You can argue that all day long.
Mm-hmm.
The lowest level people at Disneyland are just like cast members at the parks.
Yeah.
Or at Disney parks. So it's like, what are they going to do? Nothing. They can't do anything.
Yeah. Their argument was like Disney World's allowing people to lie about their kids' age being two and under, and they're able to go in free. And they were truthful about the kid being three And because of that, they got quote unquote punished for it.
Okay, but the difference here is like Disney is willing to lose a couple bucks to not call you out on lying about your kid's age.
Yeah.
Health regulations and government and all that kind of stuff is totally different.
Yeah.
I let things slide all the time with money at work. Mm-hmm. Not like with like a customer's like, oh, can I have this thing? Or like, oh, I'll ship it for free. Like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Right? It's money. I know Disney and all, oh, they care about money, but it's like that 90 bucks for the kid who's not the kid who's four, like they don't care.
Right.
Because you're gonna buy a bunch of food for the kid.
Yeah.
The admission is just just free money for them in a way.
Yeah.
So yeah, is it right? Is the regulation right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But would people abuse it? Yes. Do those cast members have any control over it? No. It's not a discretionary thing. The age is a discretionary thing. Mm-hmm. But the mask thing is not. It's just like that. Those are the rules right now.
Well, especially in Florida, I could see them changing fairly quickly. I don't know about Disney World, though. Well, because the mask mandate's not in Florida anymore.
Right.
And but in Disney World, I think we'll probably see it till at least the end of the year, mask wearing. So it's like, this whole situation though, I see both sides of it. But when it comes down to it, it's like that's what I was talking about, like the whole regulation stuff. Like, if Disney sees somebody going in, especially if you're just 3 years old and stuff, and somebody calls you out on it, and it's like, how do they know how old they are? Like or if somebody who has like religious beliefs or has a disability that can't wear a mask, it's kind of like you said, why are they going to Disney World?
Yeah. And again, we say this from our ivory tower, like we can kind of just do whatever.
Right.
Right. But it's also, I think I'm pretty sure I said this to my dad. I was really surprised when Downtown Disney opened. They're like, guests with disabilities who can't wear masks can't come.
Right.
And here is the only sticking point where I don't have to be a parent to say this, and not that being a parent makes you like some sort of expert on anything. Mm-hmm. No offense. just on feelings, right?
Yeah.
But the mask thing, the issue is other people's health. Mm-hmm. Like, does it really sucks, right? To take something away from a kid. But I see these things that are like, unmask the children. Like, why? Like, we shouldn't like put down children for the safety of adults. Don't like, let's just go to the extreme here.
Yeah.
If your kid not wearing a mask kills someone, is that not going to bother you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like even people like, hey, I'm not going to go somewhere. I may have been exposed. Like, oh, but dude, it's really unlikely. It's like, I'm not going to be the person that kills you.
You're not going to be that guy.
With the respiratory disease, yeah. Right? Like, yeah. It's just not going to happen. So I feel for this. One of my friends growing up was like, had a, I don't want to say severe case of autism, but let's say more moderate than mild. And it was like, I see the things he can't do. He still can't do, but it's, we're just in a very unique situation right now.
Yeah.
You know, and let's just make one last analogy.
Let me hear it.
My autistic child doesn't like the overhead seatbelt on California Screaming. It's like, well, he needs to put it on or he can't ride the ride. And it's a safety issue. And that's just what it is. Like, based off of physics, you're probably not going to fly out of that ride.
Yeah.
But you need
in case, you don't know.
And I know it's real extreme, but it's the problem here, I think, with let's just say Joey Badass's family, is they probably think the masks don't do anything. It's probably coming from there a little bit. I'm not going to speak for them. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of it is like, the masks don't really do. They do.
Yeah.
They do. So I feel for the child. I feel for
that sucks, dude. Not being able to go to Disney World.
Like, yeah, I feel for the child's parents.
Yeah,
but they definitely knew what they were getting into.
Yeah,
you're not gonna in a global pandemic based off of health. You can't get special treatment when other people's lives are at stake.
Yeah,
you know it's not like, oh, you're a cold. Mm-hmm. Oh, the kid didn't cover his mouth, and now I got a cold. It's like, okay, you got a cold. It sucks, but
When it's a life-threatening disease.
Yeah, it's a lot different, right? So, again, like, I feel for the kid. I hope things are better soon and they could go. But, like, I don't, like, Joey Badass is, he himself is in the wrong here.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, I don't know. But it was kind of a weird reaction to it. Like, dude, they're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to yell that the bananas went up in price at the cashier. I have no... It's one banana.
Yeah, you said it well. Yeah. You said it well.
So, ready?
Yeah, here's the big guy.
The big guy. Let's give him another one. Disneyland Forward.
What a name, dude. What a name.
Yeah, but it's like Ubisoft Forward.
Is that what it's called?
I think
so. They're Nintendo Direct?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, I see it, though. Like, this is where Disneyland wants to be going forward.
Sounds better than Disneyland Next.
Yeah. Yeah, NEXT. Yeah.
So, okay. Just go to DisneylandForward.com and stop listening to influencers.
Because
They're like, third gate, literally, in the article.
I found the trap, dude. I fell into that trap.
Literally.
Yeah.
In the OC Register article, they say, actually, I'm going to get the quote.
Oh, let's do it.
That I sent you.
Because I said, Kirk, there's a third gate incoming.
Yeah. And, okay, all right. I sent you a lot of art.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Disney officials describe the west side bounded by Catella Avenue, Walnut Street, Magic Way, and Disneyland Drive as more of a theme park expansion than a new third gate. So, what is this? It's a proposal to expand the theme parks.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
All right.
Woo-hoo! Still two gates.
Still two gates.
And Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what Disney wants to do is use their existing approvals and land and get them slightly in a way rezoned. Like, oh, this is a shopping district. Well, can it be a mixed use? Mm-hmm. Can it be shopping and amusement?
Yeah.
So they're kind of just saying, here's all the land we have. Here's everything that's approved for construction since the 90s. Can we change it a little bit? But
I think this is due to, so for the city, you know, for the longest time, the city of Anaheim and Disneyland haven't gotten along.
Yeah.
Right. But because of the pandemic, I felt like it brought them closer together than ever and more in agreeance than ever. So now because of that, Disneyland's like, hey guys, we're friends again. Check this stuff out. That's how I kind of saw it.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Well, how I saw it was, oh, yeah, it's kind of our fault that you have nothing right now, Anaheim. Like, mm-hmm. Disney's saying, like, it's our fault. You're not making any money.
Yeah.
But also, you're stuck with us. So you won't make any more money without us.
Yeah.
So it's
Give
time.
Us more.
Yeah. No. Well, give us more lenience. But Disney specifically said, we are not requesting any public funding.
Right. So, or more land. Because this is all
They're going to weasel their way into more land.
You think so?
At some point.
So the street that's blocking, because it's a couple parking lots, some of the Disneyland Hotel, the street that's in between, is that Disney Way?
It's Disneyland Drive.
It's Disneyland Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's Disneyland Drive is more just of a convenience.
Well, the other thing is they can't get rid of it because how will you get to the hotels?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it is there. So couple things. They said same number of approved hotel rooms. Does that include the old hotel that was gonna go up? I don't think so.
A Star Wars hotel?
No. That's just a fancy hotel they were gonna build at AMC.
Yeah.
I don't know. Same footprint / land. Mm. If you go on their website, there is a
mock-up.
There's a few pages.
Oh, okay.
There's the one I sent you. It's like a pretty good link there.
Yeah.
That was, actually, let me go to my Reddit comment because I laid it all out for everyone. But basically, it's showing the land where Paradise Pier Hotel and Disneyland Hotel are. That's got a theme park-ish looking thing around it. And that there are these funnels from Disneyland and California Adventure into these lands and that it still might be split in two. But basically, like, it's a third. It's not a third thing. It's an extension to the other ones.
Yeah.
And so they used art from other parks saying, like, hey. It was a possibilities page. And it was basically like, we can do Arendelle here or Tangled here. And
Wakanda. Did you see Wakanda?
No.
In the overall, like, okay, in this right here,
uh-huh.
In this picture, you can see in the corner right here, a giant tiger.
I don't.
Right here.
It's a tiger?
That's a tiger. Panther. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
And if there people are saying that this is Wakanda, which kind of matches the aesthetic of Black Panther.
Got it.
And everything. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, Disneyland has only dipped into less than half of the millions of square feet that have been approved for the resort district.
Jeez.
Theme park and hotel space.
Jeez.
Yeah. Disney has it's a 500-acre property, no physical expansion or additional acreage. We're not changing the size of the toast. We're just spreading the peanut butter around.
That's the greatest comment, too.
Yeah.
Because, it's a great way to just summarize everything.
So the west side links up with downtown Disney near the unused AMC Theater and ESPN Zone. Mm-hmm. The Disney Entertainment Destination East Side expansion would bring together theme park experiences, hotel, retail, dining, and entertainment on the Toy Story parking lot.
Huh.
So this may be the Disney Springs.
Probably. Disney Springs just absolutely destroys downtown Disney.
Yeah, so they might build just something to do there.
Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Is Disney Springs considered to have amusement in it? It did before with Disney Quest.
Right.
And then Disney Quest died.
Yeah.
But other than that, there's not much amusement there.
Yeah, so they're really focusing on, like, this is going to be mixed use. It's theme park, dining, shopping, all that kind of stuff. Mm. We may do a Disney Springs, and they're more or less very silently confirming that dirt lot they have is going to get the parking structure. Mm-hmm. And they kind of said something like, we're going to work with the businesses to help them. So basically, we might not have a bridge that skips Olive Harbor.
Oh, so in order for you to get to this area, you're going to have to, or from the parking structure, you're going to have to go through other people's businesses.
Or you get a choice or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or they're just saying that and they're going to do it at some point anyway, yeah. You know? But it sounds like they may, that Eastern Gateway might become a thing in the future. Mm-hmm. And like, they'll just add parking there and kill Toy Story Lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know what'll happen to the convention center. Mm-hmm. Probably still be there. We'll see.
After looking into this, there's so much flat parking still in the Disneyland Resort, and I didn't realize it at all that all that flat parking could just be consolidated by one new parking structure.
Yeah,
Simba, Toy Story. There's more than that, right?
Toy Story. Well,
Lilo and Stitch, or the.
Oh, that's on Downtown Disney.
But they can still, that's just flat parking still.
Yeah, but they could just put stuff there instead of parking.
Yeah.
And just build that one Eastern Gateway parking lot or whatever. And that's a dirt lot that's not being used now.
Right.
Toy Story is the size of DCA.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So you could put a Disney Springs there.
Wow. Yeah, you totally could.
So what this looks like is, like, there's a lot of wasted space. It's like, we're going to fill in all the space now.
Yeah.
We're going to pack it. Kind of like Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Disneyland no longer... Well, it does with like some of Tomorrowland and stuff like that. But it's like, they got to use every inch.
Yeah.
You know. So it sounds like they're going to do more of that. They're going to fill in all the blanks. And this is just like... I hope it never happens again. But it sounds like, also, if something like this, a pandemic, happens again, hey, it's mixed theme park, shopping, and dining.
That's a good pool. Yeah,
we'll close the rides. Everything else is still integrated, and you can still go there.
You're right.
For themselves, for the city, for everything. So,
to win-win.
It's honestly, I don't think they think it's going to happen again. It's let's not shut down again. Mm-hmm. On the off chance, you have to plan for these things.
Yeah.
You don't want to make the same mistake twice. Not that this was a mistake. Like, how could we have known? But like. Mm-hmm. You know, they may be thinking about that too. Like, hey, let's flesh out Disney Springs, Downtown Disney, and bring in a lot more revenue if something happens again.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Wow, that's a really good pull, man.
And even like,
think of that.
If it rains too hard, people still go shopping and eating, you know, and stuff like that. You want like multiple revenue streams. And that's why they flooded Downtown Disney with dining.
Mm-hmm.
There's only so many things you could shop for, but people are always going to be eating.
Right. It's exciting. This whole announcement was really exciting to me. I think they did specifically state that this is over the next couple decades.
Yes. So,
I mean,
for my 47th birthday, we will go to Wakanda.
Nice.
God, Wakanda that sounded so...
Imagine, dude, we'll be 47.
Don't.
47 years old.
You'll be 48, buddy.
48.
Oh, no, wait.
Yeah?
My 47th birthday, you would have just already been 47. You're 2 months older.
Oh, yeah.
Not a
year.
Never mind. Never mind. Yeah, it's...
I'm excited.
Yeah, all this is this is okay. To wrap all this up in a nice Easter basket, Disney is just going to talk to Anaheim over the next. They said next few weeks, months, years. Come on, they're literally just proposing. Here are the things we want to do. Here's how we want to do it. What are you going to let us do?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the hotel thing. They already have Plan B drawn up.
Right.
The moment they unapprove the hotel, Pixar pals, let's go. And they started construction like days later. So, yeah.
So, and they specifically put this out to the public like this to get the public support.
You can sign it publicly saying you support it.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. You know why? They want to put the pressure on the city.
Yeah, and it asks for your zip code, so it's like, oh, this guy in La Mirada wants to do it. He's nearby. Maybe he'll hang out in Anaheim more than he hangs out in Fullerton.
Yeah.
So
might go to the Garden Walk after. I don't know.
Yeah. Or maybe Disney's still waiting for Garden Walk to go bankrupt again.
It's supposed to.
They went bankrupt
before. Oh, wow.
When something goes bankrupt, it doesn't disappear. Someone else just buys it.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the fire sale.
Mm.
Okay, here's the thing. If all this gets approved, what's the point of Garden Walk?
There is none.
If there's Disney Springs, Garden Walk is dead and you build a park over it.
Right.
But this is
based... And they already have a House of Blues there, which is also in Disney Springs.
Yeah, so this is basically, hey, we already have all this land. We're just going to pump our own money into Anaheim. Mm-hmm. Are you going to let us do it? We're going to use only union workers.
Yeah.
We're going to have a bunch of construction jobs. We're not going to take any extra money.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to spend money and get more people to come to the Anaheim Resort area, as it's called. We're going to use existing hotel approvals, as in all the hotels that are already there. People could still stay in them. People could still hang out here. And I'm sure this sounds enticing to Anaheim, but this is just a very public, like, hey, here's some pressure in a non-hostile way.
Right.
Let's work together for a new, better Disney.
I'm really hoping that Bobby doesn't disappoint.
Which Bobby?
Chapek. I'm scared because during the Eisner era, there were a lot of expansions, and they were very poorly done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, DCA 1.0, even the original Downtown Disney. Like, there was a lot of things. Okay, how much did... I think DCA 1.0 cost $700 million or something, like, super cheap. And Iger came in, spent $1 billion on Buena Vista Street and made it amazing.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that there's a little more willingness to spend more in order to get more money back, not cheaply do it and just say, hey, look, we did this.
Yeah. It's like you got to spend money to make money, and Pixar Pier was cheap. But then I think they also realized with Galaxy's Edge, it's like, nah, don't skimp. Yeah. I hope they realized.
Yeah. 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 So. I hope so. We need a name for Bob.
For Chapek?
Yeah, for Chapek.
He's Chapek,
right.
But for us?
Like a family, like the homie Josh, like Uncle Bob. You know, we go Uncle Bob. Because he's the uncle that, you know, is kind of a tightwad, but at the same time, he kind of knows what he's doing.
No, it's like Big Boss Bob. Like, he doesn't let you do anything, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I'll think about it.
He's not the homie.
Yeah, he's not a homie, exactly.
Fake homie. Remember that?
Yeah.
Kimmy asks, would Earl of Sandwich survive the expansion?
Earl of Sandwich will, but it will be moved.
No, yeah. They're going to... Everything past that monorail track, so Lego store is still there, demolished. However, I think they would give Earl a new home.
They will.
They were going to give it a new home in the hotel.
Oh, they were?
They said certain vendors may be given a spot in the new hotel. Mm-hmm. They meant Earl of Sandwich.
Right.
So Earl will be back, but maybe, you know... It'll be like Earl of Sandwich in Wakanda. You know? I'm just going back to Wakanda.
Like
you have to swim to the volcano to get Earl of Sandwich. You know? Work off that beef mac and cheese.
That turkey. I kind of feel like it might even be not a carbon copy, but they're going to take a lot of things that they did in Disney Springs and really implement it here. Earl of Sandwiches there.
Yeah.
Rainforest Cafe is still there. And they have a really neat volcano, speaking of that, that actually erupts.
Listen, Rainforest Cafe is garbage.
It is.
It's a Rocky Cola cafe with a rainforest.
Kids love aesthetic. It, though. Kids do love rainforest.
They don't care about kids anymore.
You don't think so?
Dude, they care about that 18 to 34 demographic.
You know that there's two Rainforest Cafes in Disney Springs?
That's...
T-Rex.
Oh, okay.
T-Rex and Rainforest, they're the same thing. One's dinos, one's safari. Or one's like in the forest.
Huh.
Yeah.
So here's my another thing. It's in the photos for Pixar Pier and Lamplight, showed a lot of people like us taking selfies and stuff.
Not a lot of kids running around.
We're having less kids.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exciting stuff. Don't expect anything at all. People are expecting this. Here's what I have to say. There's an artist conceptual rendering. They haven't even figured out Splash Mountain yet.
Boom. Bingo bongo.
Yeah. Will we get new Tomorrowland before this?
No, not at all.
I don't know, dude.
I don't think that picture I sent you is a perfect explanation of this whole situation.
I don't know, because what's Disney thinking now? Use our space better.
Yeah, I like what you did there. Use that space better.
Halfway through, I realized what I was doing there. Yeah,
that was good.
But
it took me a couple seconds, you know?
So I think that's what they're going to want to do.
Yeah.
So Disneyland Forward, it's like, you know, it's going to happen probably. Give it some time. But it's really cool. I sent it to RJ. He was like, my first thought was, how are they going to get these permits and zoning? I'm like, they're going to just reuse. They put some maps up on what areas are approved for what and all that. So very slow rolling.
Yeah.
But it's starting now.
I appreciate that level of transparency, though.
Yeah.
Where it's like, this is what we can look forward to. This also might be part of the whole membership scheme where like, hey, we have things coming up for you guys to look forward to. So please, you know.
Couple things. Yeah. One, something to look forward to. And two, Disney's fiscal quarter may end April 2nd. So pump that stock in the last week.
Yeah.
All right. So it's time for our Big Thunder topic of the week. Toot toot. Like, are there special sounds? Rabbits don't make sounds. Eggs don't make sounds.
Did we? I just did this.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm screaming on Big Thunder.
Mm.
No screaming.
No, that was a rumor. That was terrible. That was terrible. That was a terrible rumor.
It was not a rumor in Japan.
Scream inside your hearts.
Scream inside your hearts, yes.
Do that every day.
Yeah. That was a weird laugh.
Okay. So, Easter eggs. Now, it's been tough describing to people what Easter eggs are.
Yeah. Do you know, maybe we should explain the origin of an Easter egg.
What's the origin? Oh God. I hate it. It's right there.
Is it?
I couldn't finish reading it.
Oh, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not the origin. Ready Player One is like written by a 5-year-old. No, it's written by an 18-year-old reminiscing on being 8. Like,
yeah.
Hey, remember list of cool things from the past? It's terribly written. Okay. Would you like to?
What year was that? Who knows? Sometime on with the Atari. There was a game called Adventure, just Adventure, and
I've played it. It's terrible.
Is it? It looks bad.
Yeah.
And before that, there was no like secrets or anything in games. And somehow somebody found a little dot that you take, and you bring it back to the beginning of the game, and you see the name of the creator.
Yeah,
of the
game. Because back then there were no credits in games either.
Oh, wow.
It was like Atari made this game. It's like, no, this guy made this game. This one guy.
Yeah. And so, I'm pretty sure he didn't get permission to do that.
Yeah.
It was so hard to find it. And unless you knew, you knew.
So an Easter egg is like a unobvious reference to something related, but outside of that thing in a way.
Right.
So it's something detached, but related.
Happens a lot in Disney movies.
Oh, yeah.
Pixar movies specifically.
Yeah.
You'll see things that talk about the future. You'll see things that reference the past.
Yeah.
Really neat stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Easter eggs in Disneyland. I was thinking DCA too, and I'm like, nope, I don't think so. I don't. Well, next Easter.
Next year.
Here. Yeah, there's always. Hey, the problem with Tomorrowland is Easter always comes.
That's right.
So.
That's right.
Let's get to Indiana Jones. Let's go in reverse because everyone knows about this Easter egg, the Eeyore parking lot sign.
One of the OG. You want to see something cool?
Yeah.
You know, when you take somebody to Disneyland and you walk through the little queue after you hear Gimli from Lord of the Rings telling you about telling you about the whole ride experience and everything. Once you get up to the, you know, the end of the queue, you see a cast member and you're like, hey, can I see the Eeyore? They bring out a little flashlight that they always had on them and goes, they flash it up and you're able to see them.
I don't think I've ever actually seen it.
No?
They're always pointing at it. I may have once, but that's about it. So, yeah, his name is Sala.
That's Gimli.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just...
it's Sala, yeah.
Yeah. yeah, the story about that, there is the Indiana Jones show building is built on a former cast member parking lot, the Eeyore parking lot. So they demolished it, but the cast members, Imagineers, who knows what, kept the Eeyore sign.
That's so neat.
Yeah,
that's so
and neat. As a tribute, they put it at the indoor switchback, I guess.
Yeah.
Where the projection room.
Yeah.
So they put the Eeyore parking sign up, and it's behind where you're facing, or like it's behind you when you're facing the projector, so you don't see it.
Up on the top, but you know, behind a bunch of stuff.
So it's an Easter egg because it references this thing that it's like, how is it related to Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
It's related to the ride taking over something. Mm-hmm. It's like an artifact, and you don't just see it. You have to look for it.
Yeah.
So,
and have a light shine on it because otherwise it's really hard to see because it's right next to the projector.
Yeah.
And the projector is like eating up all the light around it. So,
yeah. That's.
Doesn't make any sense, I know.
It would be cool though.
It would.
Projectors eat light. Sounds like some Kingdom Hearts stuff.
Yeah.
He's eating all the light. I'm going to stop it with the power of the Keyblade.
That's right, Sora.
Okay.
That's right.
But earlier in the Indiana Jones queue, there's a. Well, it's in the queue, but also you more see it on the exit. There's a Mercedes diesel truck. And it's like a big Jeep type thing. It's got some storage in the back.
Like a Land Rover kind of thing?
No,
it's a square one.
Yeah, but it's got a like an open bed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And it stores things. It's from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That's
it
insane.
Somehow survived the movie.
Yeah.
And then it's a prop. And they took it to Disneyland and put it in the queue. It's just like, here's this thing from Indiana Jones.
And nobody probably even gives it a second look. You know,
I've never given it a second look.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what part of the movie it's from.
Mm.
Can you even picture it in the movie?
I can. It was a chase scene.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think I know which part it is, but I love Indiana Jones.
I've only seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
You ever seen Temple of Doom? What a movie, man.
Raiders is the first one, right?
Yeah, it's Raiders, yeah. Temple.
Takes place before Raiders.
Before Raiders.
That's funny.
Yeah, The Last Crusade, and then...
The other one.
Right. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. Oh, we can't say normal Tuesday night for Shia LaBeouf anymore. We're on Wednesdays.
Just moved.
I think that's cool. Right?
Yeah. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. That's like a Universal tram tour stuff.
Yeah, I guess. Although it's like I never trust Universal in saying this is the actual thing, even though we're literally on a movie studio.
Yeah.
Is it? Is it? Oh, I would believe the Grinch because it's like
it was filmed there.
Here's the thing.
You know, Whoville got demolished.
What?
Yeah.
On the tour. What did they put there?
Now who knows? Who knows? It hasn't been open.
Who knows?
But during the pandemic. One of the news stations did a flyover on a helicopter, and somebody pointed out that the part where Whoville was on the tram tour was just dirt.
You know what? I think it's going to be like an actual set from Minions. Brought into real life.
They just have a computer there.
Yeah. God, Minions. Yeah, so I think that's cool. Like, that's a big prop.
It is.
It's a big prop.
It is, and really neat.
It's not like one of his whips. It's like
I'm sure Steven Spielberg appreciates that a lot. Because
or he's like, someone stole my truck.
And speaking of, like I just mentioned Universal, did I ever talk about the boat?
The boat?
Yeah, the boat from Jaws.
No.
Okay, so on the tram tour, of course, you have Abneyville Island or whatever it's called. Where Jaws was from, and Steven Spielberg was a big part of starting all the Universal parks. there were so many of his movies. When you hit the Jaws area, there used to be the actual boat that they used in the original movie on the right.
Mm.
Perfect condition and everything. And sometime in the mid-90s, it was just gone. And Steven Spielberg called up Universal and was like, what happened to the boat? And they're like, yeah, we demolished it. We scrapped it for parts. And it was the actual boat. And he was like, are you kidding me? He blew up on Universal. And ever since then, there hasn't really been much of a partnership there.
Jeez.
Yeah, because of his boat. So that's what I'm saying. One of the vehicles used in one of his most classic movies, Disneyland still has.
Huh? Okay, yeah, I can see how he appreciates that now. Okay. So, Kimmy insists we talk about the jade elephant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's an Easter egg, but I'm being nice. Some of you might think it is. It's...
What's the jade elephant from?
So there is a jade elephant.
In Raiders?
No, in Gibson Girl. The ice cream parlor.
What the heck?
On Main Street.
Right. There's a jade elephant there?
There was. Now it's,
random.
On top of the stroller parking in a crate.
I am so confused.
I'll show you right now.
I am so confused. So, okay.
The only reason I didn't like fully disagree with this is because of the way it's displayed.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd it go? Jeez. So there it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what I expected.
And then it's just chilling up top.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's displayed in a way an Easter. It's kind of an Easter egg.
Kind of.
My thing is it's a Disneyland reference to Disneyland.
Yeah. That's...
So I'm like halfway through.
Yeah.
But I think it is.
Okay. I'll take it.
It's like, hey, it's like they moved something, but it wasn't repurposed. Because like a repurposed animatronic is not an Easter egg.
No.
It's reused parts. This is kind of like, you only know what that is if you know what it is.
Why was it in Gibson Girl?
Dude, you know the 20s or whatever. It's like, look at this.
Oh, okay.
Look at these artifacts we stole from other parts of the world, you know? So maybe something like that.
Shout out to Killmonger.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess. All right. So I'm going to jump around because I forgot to actually move these. Well, let's talk about what's right nearby. The Little Man of Disneyland.
What is this Little Man of Disneyland?
So it's based off of a book called The Little Man of Disneyland. It's a little leprechaun. Lives inside Disneyland.
In Disneyland.
Yeah. And I think Donald finds him or something like that. I don't completely know.
Never heard of this in my life.
You know those gold books? It's got that gold edge, the little cardboard books?
Yeah.
It's one of those. It's just called Little Man.
Wow, okay.
And so near the, I think it's near the sign for Temple of the Forbidden Eye.
Mm-hmm.
When you're facing the sign, you look backwards. There's a tree. And
okay, all right.
At the base of the tree, little house. Have you seen it?
No.
Wait, you've never seen this?
No.
I thought you knew about this.
No, I hadn't.
Dude,
I literally have zero idea.
The Little Man. Yeah, it's a Disney classic book. So there's the book, right? Little Leprechaun lives inside Disneyland. No, not maps. Google.
The Leprechaun. I'm the Leprechaun.
There is his little house.
Wow.
The base of a tree.
Wow.
Just look it up, everyone. I'm going to show it for the viewers, but they're not going to see.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm kind of blown away right now. I'm not going to lie because I had no idea. You said this is by Bengal Barbecue?
Kind of, yeah. It's right by the sign, I think. Just kind of look. It's hard to get there because there's always someone sitting there eating a pickle. And it's like, get out of here. You know? But it's just at the base of a tree. Little tiny house. Like, no bigger than the cup. It is on the table, a little like a tumbler.
Oh, wow, that is small.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really small.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of like Alice in Wonderland size. I don't even know the house.
That huge house?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's tiny. It's tiny.
Wow.
It's like the size of that hard drive case. Like, it's so small.
That is so cool.
Baseball, softball size.
I've watched a lot of YouTube content.
This is like the most obvious one.
I've never heard of
this. Besides the Eeyore sign, yeah.
I've never heard of this. Wow, that is so cool.
Yeah. So that one's an interesting one because it's like so meta.
Yeah.
We wrote a book about a guy who lives in Disneyland, but he does actually also live in Disneyland because his house is there.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
What came first, the chicken or the Easter egg?
Boom.
That was good.
That's another boom.
That was good.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Easter's not so bad.
It's tight.
It's all right.
It's tight.
You know what? St. Patrick's Day is worse, isn't it?
No, because you can. There's a reason to drink.
Do you need a reason to drink?
To make me feel better about myself sometimes.
Yeah. Don't do that. Don't do that, everyone. That's how it starts. Sometime around midnight.
Cheers.
All right. Tarzan's Treehouse.
Okay.
The end.
The end.
The end.
Where all the pots and pans are.
Yeah.
And the little rope that I always try to climb and fail.
But what kind of pots? Mrs. Potts.
Yeah.
Mrs. Potts and Chip. They're also in Tarzan. How many levels deep is this Easter egg?
Yeah.
It's in Tarzan, so it's a direct reference, but it is an Easter egg itself.
And I want to give a nice quick shout out to one of our favorite games of all time, Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
Because Mrs. Potts also shows up inside of Deep Jungle.
But then there is also Beast's Castle in Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
She exists in both.
In both. Maybe it's a faux pot. I don't know. Like a cousin.
Maybe it is her.
Maybe
in
it
the
is
past.
Miss Potts.
When
Before
I,
she was
when I was in Hollow Bastion in 2.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bookshelf, and it says all of Merlin, a record of Merlin's travels to different worlds in the future.
Wow.
Time travel. Wow. Time travel. But anyways, yeah, I like this one.
Yeah,
I
that's
like,
cool.
It's weird because, you know, we love Disneyland for how Disneyland it is.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a thing from, it's real life, and it's meant to look like real life from an animated film.
Yeah.
Because Tarzan is animated, but it's not fantastical, right? So it's like...
It's very, like, animated, like it would be real life.
Well, it's... Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I don't know how to describe it, but seeing... Because you can go to Beast Library, but it just feels like you're in the cartoon. This is like, oh, this is just like a teapot and a little cup, but it's meant to be them. I don't know. I think it's cool. I haven't seen it in a long time because you can't... waltz into the exit.
You got to go through the whole thing.
It's the reward for walking through the
whole
thing.
You got to get scared by Sabor.
There is some other Easter egg up there, but I was like, I don't feel like it is. But
it's something in the book or something?
No, I think it's like the phonograph or I don't know. Mm. But you know who would be a good Easter egg?
Who?
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 No, I said what?
Oh, what?
You're like, who? I'm like, nobody. You know that if they put a treasure chest from Kingdom Hearts in that robot that's hanging from the tree.
That's too much.
Come on.
That's too much.
How much would you freak out? You would climb that tree every time looking at it.
I probably would.
Because we have no real life. There is no Kingdom Hearts Easter egg anywhere.
Anywhere.
There's sometimes Goofy and Donald are in the costumes, and you can buy the pin, which is not an Easter egg.
A couple pins, you know.
A couple.
Yeah, it was the really ugly looking one that they sold at Box Lunch. That's also in the parks now.
Oh, it is? Yeah. What is it?
Sora, Donald, and Goofy going like this.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you can't even... It's like Sora has two dots for eyes. It's weird.
Huh.
It's weird.
I have a Yensid pin.
I love... Shout out to Yensid, dude.
It's a Y.
Yeah, I just watched Fantasia. Great movie.
Yeah. You know why he's named Yensid, right?
Because he's Disney backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when I learned that, blew my mind. Because I'm like, what a stupid name.
Yeah.
If you don't know, then it is actually kind of stupid. All right. So, really jumping around because we are. So, let's go to... You want to go to Winnie the Pooh or you want to go to Pirates?
Let's go to Pirates. We're walking down.
All right. So, in Pirates, supposedly, none of the bones are real.
Except that one.
No.
Except the one.
Apparently on tours, they say it's now been removed. Some people say the family requested whatever. It's all a bunch of rumors, and we do not comment on rumors and speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the chest of Aztec coins, right?
Mm-hmm.
The coins are glued in, whatever. The chest is from the movie.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
From the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Curse of the Black Pearl. Mm-hmm. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, it's because that whole room is like gold and whatever, and it's like, it's not real gold, obviously, but it's a real chest. This always like makes me wonder. It's like, when do they decide This chest will probably be painted a few times as we refurbish. This just is going to go on a water ride. But then this prop is too important to go to Disneyland. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What like...
What's the whole analogy from WandaVision?
What?
The chest or the ship?
Oh, the ship of Theseus?
Of Theseus.
Okay, I totally brought that up on the show before.
Have you?
Before WandaVision.
Have you?
Yeah, what were we talking about? It was some
reefer. Ride reefer probably? Yeah.
Yeah. It was like, I swear it was like a week or two before. What are our last like few episodes?
I don't think. What's the one with that little area right behind? God, that's going to bug me. Right behind Casey Jr., that little house area. What was that?
Storybook Land?
No, the other way.
Toontown?
No, the other way. Right by the frozen apple juice.
How is that thing the ship of Theseus? The Skyway?
Yeah, the Skyway. What was that episode called?
Remnants of the Past.
Remnants of the Past. It wasn't that episode?
Oh, let's see. Was it a DCA? Oh, Main Street Electrical Parade.
Oh, Ship of Theseus. All right.
The whole thing the Ship of Theseus.
Yeah.
It's like new lights. Did they redo that? Was it? It had to have been, yeah. Yeah, because it's not Fantasyland.
That's good.
So,
that was so good, I didn't even catch it. Wow.
Yeah, so I don't know. I really like that analogy. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Shout out to Pirates, the original movie, though. That's a great movie.
It is.
That's a great.
I think the trilogy is pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Dude, yeah. I said this a while ago. I know, sidetrack. But this is back when my parents, before they moved, Kev was living there. I wasn't. But then like autumn was over and Pirates came up on TV and we just like, all right, we'll watch 5 minutes of this. We finished it. The second one.
Yeah, like on TBS or something.
Maybe FX.
Maybe FX.
It's usually right. FX. Disney owns FX.
Yeah. Yeah. FFXX is another channel.
Yeah, where they moved Sunny.
Yeah.
But solid.
Solid.
I think
movie.
It's solid. The fourth one, whatever. There's a fifth one. Is there? I don't even know anymore.
I don't know either.
So, yeah, I think this one's cool. But yeah I want to know, where does that line, when do you cross the line?
Of it not being an original prop anymore?
What would not be there? Like, sure, Mary Poppins' umbrella. I know it's like the first episode of Prop Culture, the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be there. But like, you know?
Who knows?
We'll start thinking about that for later. So let's go to Winnie the Pooh. We've talked about this before. There's Melvin, Buff, and Max from the Country Bear Jamboree.
Mm.
They used to be talking.
Talking to animatronic moose heads.
Yeah.
Or one bison, one moose, one deer? What's the last one? Bison, moose. You know, those same kind of guys.
Same kind of guys.
Yeah.
So when you exit the Heffalumpen Woozlerum or before you get to it?
You turn around.
I think you exit. Yeah, because you're about to get to the honey.
Yeah.
You turn around and look up and they're just moose heads.
Yeah.
I know this is from a ride or an old attraction, but it's an Easter egg because
that's 100% an Easter egg.
We've taken place of this old attraction and put this thing from that old attraction that's not related to this new one, except that they occupy the same space. Kind of like the Eeyore thing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And it would be cool if they moved. But that might also be terrifying.
Especially because they're like, they're in the dark, but there's still a little bit of light that you can see them.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah. But I do like them. I don't think I've ever seen Country Bear Jamboree.
Oh, I remember Country Bear Jamboree. Wait, the movie or?
Both.
Oh, okay. I've seen both. The movie is horrendous.
I think Gene had seen the, they still have the hall.
A hall.
Was there a hall?
In
movie? Like a structure? Like cabin?
Okay,
like.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had like seen it in real life. It was a set for, he was like.
Oh,
or
I
it's
see.
Like at the Disney Ranch. I don't know. I don't know. He was somewhere and it was there.
Yeah. I watched Country Bear Jamboree when I was a kid. I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember at all.
Yeah, I don't know why I watch it, but
you said Winnie the Pooh definitely. Oh, it's better. Yeah.
Any day.
Yeah. I think this one's cool. It's a little one. This is like the new Eeyore sign.
Yeah.
Where so many people know about it.
Yeah.
So is it really that special? I don't know. But this one is like halfway there because a lot of people know it. The clicking sound in the telegraph cable office at the New Orleans Square train station. You know about this.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really good.
Thanks.
Yeah. So there's a clicking sound. Mm-hmm. There's a little telegraph station inside, and its telegraphs were sent in Morse code.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Walt's speech. in Morse code. Is opening good. Day speech. Disneyland is your land, like that whole thing. So that one is... I'm getting chills, but it's also a little cold in here. But
do you know Morse code?
No,
I have no idea about Morse code. And I don't. Yeah, I don't get it.
Ryan Verduzco knows Morse code.
Yeah, it's military stuff.
Yeah, so I think it's cool. Like, that's really meta because the Disneyland Railroad is the Disneyland Railroad. No movies, none of that, and it's a reference directly to Walt Disney.
Yeah, that's neat.
So I think that's really cool. I wonder if, like, can you learn enough to know where it starts? You know what I mean? Or does it pause? There's so much going on there. You hear the train, there's New Orleans Square, you know, like all that kind of stuff. But there's that clicking. And for the longest time, I had no idea what it was. And it just sounded annoying. It sounded like a wheel turning or whatever.
And that's what it's... Oh, no. It is a telegraph.
Yeah.
I did think at one point, too, it was a wheel turning.
Right? Yeah. But then you're like, there's no wheel here. It's not the Eureka Water Wheel, praise be.
Yeah.
It's like... Yeah, it's, I don't know. That's like one of those Imagineer things, you know, where they truly appreciate Disneyland, where you, anytime you think they don't, they do. And I know it's old, but.
I would love to see the moment that all these little Easter eggs happened, like, in Imagineering.
When someone thought about it.
Yeah. If somebody just like came into a meeting and was like, we should put in Morse code Walt Disney's original speech at the railroad station.
Yeah.
And if everyone's like, wow, that is some awesome.
How does it fit? There's a telegraph station. Why is there a telegraph? There just is.
Yeah, there just is.
You know?
There just is.
Yeah, I think. How proud would you feel, man?
I would feel
especially
great,
that one.
Yeah.
Forget the moose heads. Forget, let's put a prop here.
Yeah.
Hey, Walt's speech. I don't know.
That's pretty boss.
It is. Better than the guy who's like, let's make the sunset ceremony just like the movie. Neon turning on in segments.
Yeah.
Listen to our last episode, A Touch of Disney. Okay. So I'm like trying to like, what do we do? Let's jump.
You're jumping just like the Easter Bunny jumps, dude.
Wow. This like, is.
Or hops, is, hops. That's better.
Yeah.
Hop, hoppity, hop, hop.
Kirky hops, like Judy hops. I don't know.
Yeah, all right. Nah.
let's jump to Tomorrowland.
The world of tomorrow.
Was this in Remnants of the Past? It probably was.
Where I don't even know where you're at. You're jumping so much.
Inside Store Command, the cashier table.
Yes.
Is a people mover vehicle.
Heck yes.
This is all you, buddy.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Would it be too obvious if they put a canopy over it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's kind of restrictive. You know what I mean? For the cash registers, it makes it feel more open that it's not there.
Uh-huh.
So that's fine.
Like the key and peel sketch. It's limiting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, limiting.
Exactly. So I'm happy. I'm happy with that inclusion.
It's weird that it's purple.
I wish it was the same color. What were the colors of the?
They're like blue.
Blue, right?
Some were red. Some were yellow.
Just leave them red.
Red, right?
Yeah.
So we put on our art.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really neat Disneyland Easter egg.
Yeah, it's, again, another like remnant Easter egg type thing. Is there anything else like that in Tomorrowland?
In Tomorrowland?
On purpose. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because the satellites have just, well, no, those aren't an Easter egg. The satellites used to be the rocket ride.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not an Easter egg.
Mm-hmm. There's also the shelf, the rocket rods shelf.
What's that?
Not rocket rods. Rocket rods. The ride that used to be the rockets.
Yeah.
One of the shelves inside of the same store is one of the ride vehicles.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like turned upwards?
It's turned upwards, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's an Easter egg.
That's an Easter egg, yeah.
It's definitely an Easter egg. Wow, that's really the we messed this up store. Like, see those tracks outside? All these things used to go on there.
Yeah. And we'll put some little green aliens on there and it'll be okay.
In New Tomorrowland, Pixar has to go too.
Yes.
We have...
Yes, get Buzz Lightyear out of there.
Yeah. Too many shooting gallery rides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Although we came up with a shooting ride, so I don't know.
Excavation ride. That's what I'd like to call it.
Never mind. I was going to be like excavation explorers. And it's like, that's terrible. Yeah. This is why they pay people bigger bucks, you know? Mm-hmm.
And they come up with telegraph Morse code of Walt Disney speech.
Yeah.
Big bucks.
So let's jump. once again. Oh, it's not too far.
Let's hop
on over to It's a Small World. I didn't know about this. Kimmy sent this to me. The Eiffel Tower features a little small world doll of Mary Blair.
Should I know who Mary Blair is?
She designed that.
Oh, she's that lady.
The aesthetic lady.
Yeah.
You know?
The small world
aesthetic.
She would do the paintings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The paintings, the facade is like, the Mary Blair look. And like Imagineering story is like Mary Blair, like everything. Mm-hmm. All little characters. I really like art styles. You know what I mean? Like where something's like iconic, like everything looks this way. Kind of how we talk about Tomorrowland with the Space Mountain thing.
Or when an artist keeps their same aesthetic throughout their whole life.
But that it's like a hint as opposed to The Simpsons and everything that looks like The Simpsons.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, you have no range.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, you have more range than I do. But
like my boy Drew Struzan, the artwork guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he, like all the stuff that he's done, it's the same style, but it's depending on the movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like Tramon has an art style at this point.
It does.
We got a lot of like white straight lines and then a hint of red, like a red accent. And of course the yellow. And then you got the blue everywhere, but that's just the background. Yep. But yeah, we have that clean aesthetic. Like things can't be too round. Mm-hmm. Or if they are, they have to be an outline. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of lines. Because lines are easy for people who aren't artists. That's me. That's us. So yeah, I think this is cool. This is one of those like you leave your mark on it.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like your little signature.
It's her signature on the right.
You know what? This kind of just goes back to the original Easter egg.
Yeah.
One of the dolls is me.
Yeah.
You know, even though everyone knows it was her, like to do
the art and stuff. Yeah.
And I would say none of the characters in Small World are Easter eggs because very obvious that they were like, we're putting Disney characters here. If you announce it, it's not an Easter egg.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I swear I had something back for Pirates, but no. There is a prop in New Orleans Square that we talked about.
That is.
Remember? It was in the shop?
Yes.
Should I bring this back up?
Yes, bring that back up. What is that? Shout out to New Orleans Square, though.
Dude, what episode was that?
Was it like 8?
15.
15. All right. Close enough.
Hey, less than double.
That's, yeah, you're right.
Less than double. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. I guess it's in La Masquerade d'Orleans. There's like some costume pieces and beads.
From what?
The movie.
Oh, okay.
That's it, I think. Yeah, that's it. So that's not that good.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, oh, we just put some things here.
Yeah.
You know? So now that we're there, nope, we'll come back to this one.
Coming back.
I'm still hopping. Okay. This I always noticed. In in Frontierland, there's like, I think it's all around. So they're like shoe prints, right?
Yes.
Like horseshoe prints.
Yeah.
On the Big Thunder Trail, if you follow them,
they
take you to Big Thunder Ranch.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know what these are a call out to?
They're a call out to the original horses that you can ride as a kid.
Yeah. The Rainbow Ridge Pack Mules.
Yeah. There you go.
So yeah. Disneyland.
Oh, you put it right there. Yeah, cool.
I was like, he's not looking. He can figure it out. The Rainbow Ridge Pack Mules were an attraction.
It was.
In which you can ride horses.
They were donkeys, no? They were smaller than horses.
Correct. Mules.
Mules, sorry. Yeah.
You can, no, not, mules are donkeys, I think. I'm correcting myself here. I'm just trying to call out to like horse rides, but I was wrong. Don't correct me. You can ride mules, real life ones, inside of Disneyland. This goes back to Walt's obsession with transportation. You can ride mules. You can get in those carriages. You can take a train.
So neat, though. I appreciate it. Imagine there was a time when he was alive that transportation was just horses.
Right.
Yeah. So I think that
has to do with his obsession.
That's
right?
What I'm saying.
He
yeah.
saw like automobiles and whatever.
He saw the whole Industrial Revolution. Like really cool stuff.
Yeah. So. Kind of ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Really good call out or call back or Easter egg. And also it's like a tribute to like, you know, animals.
Yeah.
I always like that. Kind of like there's a little statue in, I think it's Germany or Sweden. No, not Sweden. I'm sorry. Austria.
Somewhere around there.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
The EU.
The EU, the Eastern Europe.
Yeah. There's a...
the Eastern Europe, yeah.
Did you... That was not a joke, huh?
It wasn't at first, and then I realized that's the EE. It's the European Union?
Yeah, the EU.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right.
Oh, bother.
Oh, bother.
There's a little rat, and he's knitting DNA.
DNA
helix.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
He's knitting it, and it's a tribute to lab rats that have
that's so cool.
given their lives to better humans.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
I mean, they're still R.I.P.ing, you know. But anyways, where were we? Oh, Rainbow Ridge Pack Mills. I don't know. I just like that I now have an explanation for this.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, it's just cool. It's, you know, we're in the frontier. They put some horseshoes, and it's like, oh, no, this is... Another callback to Disneyland.
Disneyland.
And
yeah.
what do I love?
Disneyland callbacks, yeah.
Disneyland history. This is another thing. It's like I like that Disney is always moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they don't forget to look back. They don't just leave everything in the dust completely. There's still remnants. There's still call-outs. There's tributes.
Right.
It's like...
I think that's a big, you know... Not to, we should give appreciation to the Imagineers specifically for that.
Because yeah.
they're the ones who always like pushing, you know, honoring people or honoring the past. So.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know what? You do need to move on sometimes.
Yeah.
Don't forget the past. The past made you who exactly. you are, but it's not who you are.
Yeah.
It's just like, it just helped you get to where you are. So that's the thing. It's like, you know, Disneyland will never be complete.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think like, oh, you know. This ride can never change because it was original. No, you know what? We're going to change it and yeah. we'll keep a remnant of it and then sell the other remnants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing really gets thrown away.
Or put it in a warehouse and have it, you know, in there for 100 years. Who knows?
Who knows? Bring it out again.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just like, hey, you know, we'll never forget where mm-hmm. we came from, but it's time to move forward.
Are these your closing thoughts?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, because we're not done.
No, we got a lot.
Yeah, we do.
I just, you know, got to fake people out a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make Easter references. So let's go. The keyboard came out. Isn't that disappointing?
Oh, no.
It's fine. It's no big deal. All right. Let's go to Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
Yeah. So there's the ballroom scene. Mm-hmm. There's a pipe organ in there. Pipe organ is the very same pipe organ that James Mason... who played Captain Nemo in...
what movie?
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Duh. I've never seen it.
Me neither.
Yeah.
But there's an organ in that movie.
Okay.
And it's in Haunted Mansion.
For some weird reason or another.
Yeah. And our homie, Victor Geist,
mm-hmm.
is playing it.
Cool.
Yeah.
And he's doing the whole... Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so cool.
What... That's, yeah, okay. I'm like trying to imagine the song that's not Here Comes the Bride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty great. It's ornate. It's huge.
Yeah.
Is it? It's like an Easter omelet, dude. Like,
put some cheese in there, some mushrooms.
Yeah, there's like six yeah. eggs,
yeah.
you know?
Ooh, man, that's a thick omelet. Damn. Yeah.
I don't
six
really
eggs.
Like, I don't really like omelets.
Yeah, me either.
They kind of like, do you like eggs? For breakfast, like a.
Yeah, on a scale from 1 to 10, I am on like a solid 3 on eggs.
But like, what about like in a burrito?
Yeah.
Okay. But
it has to be accompanied by something.
Yeah. 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 Okay. But what's good about it is it has this specific flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Forget my lactose intolerance. Before that, why would I want to milk up an egg? You know?
Yeah.
It's like, nah, it's,
yeah.
I'm putting cheese.
I've been very fond of the fried egg, the medium, over mediums.
Yeah.
A little bit of the yolk coming out, not too watery, yeah. but I've been a very big fan of that recently.
You ever had egg in a hole?
Is that where you put it on the bread?
The you cut a hole out of toast and you crack it
yeah.
inside. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had that.
Oh, it's real good.
Yeah. The V for Vendetta. That's what it reminds me of.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's real good. It gets all buttery and stuff.
Mm.
You know, buttery bread and egg is like, of course.
Butter's my favorite now. I hated it before.
Dude. So, you know, I always talk about salted butter.
Yes.
You know, I don't mess around with butter.
Yes.
I've been messing around with butter. I've been buying Trader Joe's butter. Bought some Tillamook butter yesterday.
Shout out to Tillamook.
That's like literally going to go on like rice and stuff, but it's like, no. Nah,
don't mess around. That's the best.
It was because I was looking for vegan butter. Mm-hmm. Couldn't find it, so I went straight Tillamook, you know?
Yeah. Just dive into that, dude. Dive in. Give me the dairy.
Hey, all or nothing. We only do extremes here. All right. So, yeah, I think that one's cool. I think it's huge. I think that's one of those, like, we don't want to throw this away. Yeah. But then, no. How far apart were these movies?
Was the Haunted Mansion?
Yeah. Haunted Mansion was...
1969.
Okay. 20,000 Leagues.
Probably like 1965.
Let's see.
19... Hold on. I can get within 10 years. Okay.
That's a lot.
1960.
Let's see. Silence. Everyone loves silence.
Isn't it the best?
1954.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So okay, this Oregon, within 10 years.
This organ was sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
They did have it.
It was in the warehouse.
It was in the warehouse.
I've been in that warehouse. Oh. Where I saw the haunt the
Tower of Terror.
The Tower of Terror sign. Yeah. It's huge.
They must love keeping signs. It's like I just hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Doesn't take up any
space. Look at that play it sign.
Yeah. I think I really like this one. Never knew about it.
Yeah.
But I've seen it. Mm. That's the other thing. There are some that like may not be here. If I've never seen it, how am I going to talk about it?
Right.
Although you've never seen Little Man at Disneyland.
No, well, wow.
But you've walked right past it. Yeah, I think that's
something. I am so amazed right now.
Yeah. How you feel about leprechauns?
As long as they are not from the hood, I'm cool with them.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You have a drawing of them?
Who? The leprechaun?
No, wait. What are you talking about?
Leprechaun in the hood.
Oh.
Leprechaun 4 in the hood.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the news story where people thought they saw a leprechaun in a tree.
Oh, no.
It's from like old YouTube.
No.
I'll show you that, dude.
You remember the old leprechaun movies with Wicket from Willow?
No.
You know the little guy who plays the Ewok? The main Ewok?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, he came out with a horror like set of movies called The Leprechaun. And he's a leprechaun who eats you and like is just like an evil little spirit. And the fourth entry in that saga of movies was Leprechaun in the Hood. And they spelled it with a D-A.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a time.
He gets blasted. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, outside, New Orleans Square. Mm-hmm. There's the former Dream Suite balcony. Now it's 21 Royal.
Yeah.
There's a balcony with like ironwork. And inside the ironwork is a golden W and a golden R for Walt and Roy.
That's so cool.
It's so cool. And it's like blink and you miss it. It's there, but like.
Shout out to Roy Disney too.
Right.
Yeah. He's the jerk that really liked money and understood business.
He was not a jerk.
He sounded like a jerk.
You know what he did?
He was assertive.
No, he kept the money in check so Walt can achieve his dreams without running out of money.
Yeah.
All right. That's what he did. But look at these. That's subtle. That's the W.
Yeah, that's very subtle.
And that's the R is less subtle.
Yeah.
The W is very subtle, but it's like, are those like kind of Mickey-ish?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But I like that because that's more like... I mean, it's more like the other thing, the telegraph thing.
Yeah,
like,
it's honor.
It's honor of instead of just like, oh, we remembered this thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's like, there isn't much to say about it because that's really what an Easter egg should be.
Right.
It's like, it's just there. You know what it is and you move past it. And it's like, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's what an Easter egg. That's cool. Yeah, you just keep moving. You know? So before I get to my last one.
I got some after you.
Well, just bring them up.
Okay. Galaxy's Edge.
Huh. Oh.
I literally found an article right now. It says 125 plus Easter eggs in Galaxy's Edge.
Oh, dear. What are some good ones we may have seen?
One that has nothing to do with Star Wars.
That's what I like.
Right?
Well, I love Star Wars, but that's what this is about.
The Ark of the Covenant.
Right. It's gone now.
It's completely gone inside of a dock on... What, Andar's?
Andar's Den of Antiquities.
It was up on the top.
Yeah.
The Ark of the Covenant.
That's a solid one.
That's a definitely
solid
one.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's really like, you got to stand in one spot and you'll see it. They put Mando's helmet in there.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, Mando's helmet's in there. we have some heads kind of similar to I don't know if that's an Easter egg, like the Bantha head.
Yeah, and, there's just some of that stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot of little nods to Rebels, to Clone Wars, all through Galaxy's Edge. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of any off the top of my head that are like, I guess, like not Star Wars related. Because it's like, is it an Easter egg if it's Star Wars related in the area?
It's...
Oh, duh. Well, I mean, it's kind of Star Wars related. DJ Rex.
Kimmy brought up DJ Rex.
You don't think that's an Easter egg?
No, because he's literally saying it's his first time on the job. And he turned... Like, yes, you have the Easter egg type thing where he's like... what does he say? I'm still getting used to my programming. Yeah. Hey, but it's also like, it's canon.
Okay. Yeah, I can
he's
see that.
He's decommissioned from there and they gave him a new job.
Mm-hmm.
So it's halfway. It's halfway.
There's some Rogue One. No, it's K2SO. Offline is in, I guess, the Droid Depot. Some themed garbage cans with the serial number of 326-3827, which it's a random string of numbers that is all through. Oh, actually, no. It's from the trash compactor scene. It's the distress signal that C-3PO shouts out.
Got it.
So, yeah, little nods.
Yeah.
But that's all through Galaxy's Edge. The other one I wanted to talk about is the Easter egg of all Easter eggs in Disneyland, which I think you completely forgot. The Hidden Mickey.
That's not...
It's an Easter egg, dude. That is an Easter egg.
That's like a Hidden Mickey episode. You know what I mean?
It is. But that's why I'm not going to talk about any of them.
Oh, okay.
Just the Hidden Mickey. That's it.
The Hidden Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have a favorite Hidden Mickey?
I think it's almost everyone's favorite, though.
What?
The Pirates one.
Which Pirates one?
When you're looking to the right and it's the holes in the wall.
That's people's favorite?
Yeah, I think so. Or the, I also really like the Haunted Mansion one of the candlesticks.
That one's a stretch.
You think that's a stretch? Looking up and stuff?
I don't know.
What's your favorite?
Because there's like Little Mermaid kind of has that.
Okay.
Like the lights.
Yeah.
My favorite Hidden Mickey?
I have the book around here. No, or did I take it home?
No, I think you took it home.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I kind of like... Are there any in Tomorrowland?
I'm sure, dude. I'm sure. I don't know.
Oh, I really like the one on Star Tours. It's a Mickey hat on one of the... It looks like a Mickey hat on the droids. It's like a shadow. That's also the other thing. Like, so, there's some droids that still have, like, webbed duck feet. But it's like...
Yeah.
It's hard to draw a line between Easter egg and shout out.
Yeah.
I know they're kind of the same, but repurposed.
DCA has a whole nother slew of Easter eggs, so I don't want to even get into that.
Yeah, next
with Hidden Mickeys and stuff, so
yeah. I don't know. I don't... Hidden Mickeys are cool. I like the Big Thunder one.
Mm-hmm.
The big gears.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But Hidden Mickeys, like, that's cool.
Yeah,
but they're
it's
not
an Easter egg.
It's an Easter egg, but it's not a...
It's a game of Easter eggs.
Yeah, they're so like... It's just the shape of something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this looks like Mickey and we made it look that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like we took the Ark of the Covenant from Lucasfilm and put it in another Lucasfilm thing.
Yeah.
You know? So there is that. But I think my favorite Easter egg is in the Matterhorn.
I'm right there with you. Yeah, for sure.
So in the what used to be the gem room is now like the dilapidated bobsled room, where both tracks turn around this like central thing. There's a box. There's a crate. And the crate says the Wells Expedition. And Frank Wells used to be the maybe CFO, but he was the financial officer for Disneyland.
Yeah, he was like Eisner's like the yin to the yang.
And he was also Eisner's friend.
Yeah.
He was Eisner's Roy Disney.
He was.
They were buddies.
He was.
And if you, it's in a few Defunct Line episodes, but it's surprisingly a little bit an Imagineering story, how like the death of Frank Wells really hit Eisner hard because he didn't have his finance guy, so he had to do both. So Eisner was actually a really creative person.
Yeah.
Because he came from, like, creative movies, and, like, he was the guy who...
Came from Paramount, right? Yeah, it was Paramount.
And he was the guy who went to Imagineering, and he's like, you are the lifeblood of this company.
Right.
But then he had to become businessman, too, and then he couldn't balance it. And they were friends, all that kind of thing. So Frank Wells, we've talked about it here before. I don't remember why.
Probably remnants of the past.
I'm
still coming back to this episode. I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know.
Frank Wells is cool though.
Yeah.
Yeah. He seemed like a legit dude.
He was like a mountain climber.
Yeah.
And he was on a helicopter ride to climb something.
Some big mountain.
I don't think it was Everest or anything. No, but he was on his way to climb something. There was a tragic accident where he passed away. But it's like, hey, what better tribute to this man than like on the mountain, like the mountain of Disneyland, there is a crate with his name on it, and it's an expedition. You know, it's
that's
like
that's a mean shout.
It's bigger than just like, hey, he liked climbing. It's like, nah, you know what? Expedition. Like, this guy was really important to Disneyland, and I just love that when they renovated it and removed it, they specifically put it back in another way that also fits, where it's like, no, we're not going to forget this guy.
Yeah.
And you know, it's one of those things where it's not dwelling on something. It's just like, no, you can't forget something like that. You know, it's so small. It's not that I would be mad if it did, but it doesn't take away from anything.
And it actually adds a little more to the whole experience.
Yeah, there's some allure to it. There's like this like secret, like, oh, what is that? What's the Wells Expedition? That's how I found out about it. I looked it up. I'm like, what's the Wells Expedition?
Behind the bobsled, isn't there a Skyliner vehicle?
Huh?
What do they call it? The Skyway vehicle.
Oh, maybe. It's like a bunch of wreckage.
So you like... That's what the orange thing is on the back.
Got it. That's an Easter egg.
That's an Easter egg too. Yeah,
a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Matterhorn's good. They could... See, I always wonder if they could do more.
With Matterhorn?
Yeah. It's a whole other thing. It's a whole other episode.
We've never had a Matterhorn episode, huh?
I've been like debating on how to figure out how to do ride episodes that aren't ride throughs.
Yeah.
Matterhorn, Space Mountain. We'll figure it out. Yeah. I mean, we got to go back.
Yeah.
We have to go back, Kate.
I was thinking, we got to go back, Marty.
Yeah, I'm just thinking Lost. We have to go back. But we'll get back to it. So, closing thoughts for Easter eggs. What was I talking about before? That we were like, we'll come back. I was like, oh, I'll get back to this.
Yeah. Just honor and like doing things to, I don't know, Imagineering.
Defunctland.
This is where my brain just stores everything, or how it stores things. Out of water. Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Sad day.
Yeah. Okay. What kind of like, what do you think deserves an Easter egg? That's not.
Oh,
there?
That's a good question. Okay. I think people who are extremely influential to the culture at Disneyland, or like the different aspects of Disneyland, all deserve their own little...
What do you mean?
Little Easter egg. I think Eisner should get something.
Huh.
You know what I mean? Iger should get something. Not just CEOs, though. A lot of the Imagineers. I don't think that enough people know the names of Imagineers.
Yeah, so this is like kind of like a... This is an Easter egg in a way. All the windows on Main Street,
mm-hmm.
they're named after real people.
Exactly.
Who started Disneyland. Yeah. So something like that, right?
Exactly.
Where would... You know what would be good? You know, there's like that... I don't know if it's still there, but the names of like the family crests and stuff.
Yeah.
Something like that, like a book.
Yeah.
A book with all these names where it's like, I don't know what you would call it. It's like a founding fathers thing.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Not just fathers. Yeah. You know, it's like Mary Blair, even though she's already there, there should be these people's names somewhere.
But you know, there's a lot of people in the whole Disney community, or not community, but like, you know, the founding people.
I wonder though if it, should I know this is gonna sound sad, but just people who are no longer alive
or past? Oh no, like we're past in the company, they don't work there anymore. Like Joe Rohde should get something.
Yeah, but
he's
like,
not dead.
Yeah, but now you're picking and choosing who still gets one.
That's probably why.
Because it's weird. It's like, well, this guy's really is he important enough to put in Disneyland? Like you're getting there.
Yeah.
So that's why you got to kind of put. I mean,
I do think though that Imagineers need to get more recognition, like Tony Baxter. Bob Gurr, a lot of those guys, nobody knows who they are. And they did so much for the park.
Yeah.
That wasn't, oh, let's get a movie idea and pop it into this. It's like, let's make some original ideas and make it fun and enjoyable for everyone for decades.
Yeah. It would have to be on the castle.
You think so?
Because everything changes all the time.
Yeah. You know what they can also do is like, you know, the donation pavers?
Yeah.
Do something like that.
I guess.
You're back to picking and choosing, but I think that's going to be inevitable.
You know, it would be good. It was if like the bricks on the castle, but like inside.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Kind of like the Matterhorn. how they have all the cast members who have ever worked at Matterhorn.
Yeah, but that's
the wall.
Yeah, but this should be like something someone could see. This is kind of why I like the book idea, because you can put a bunch of names in a book.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, and it could just mean nothing to a lot of people.
Right, a
scroll or something that spins. Mm-hmm. You know, like a Stanley Cup type thing.
Yeah,
like
I don't know.
That would be good. Like something like a tribute.
Right.
You know.
Right. Like who else would we put? What was Leslie Iwerks' mom?
Mom.
She's the
her dad or grandpa, Ub.
But his daughter was the lady inside of. She's Madame Leota. She was also an Imagineer.
No, you're thinking of that other Imagineer.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. That lady's mom.
Huh.
Yeah, she's a big part of the Imagineering story though.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. She's still an Imagineer.
Yeah.
See, that's the other thing. It's like, do you tribute people who still work there and are like alive? It's like complicated.
Yeah, you're probably right though. When they die, that's probably the best time.
I know it sucks, you know, talking about death, but it's like, I mean, doesn't something have more meaning when you put it up and that person can't see it?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
kind of like when you do something for someone and you don't tell them you did it,
mm-hmm.
or you anonymously do something, mm-hmm. right? And yeah, I know it's Disney, it's a park, it's a corporation, all kind of, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. But yeah, something like that. What about like movies that deserve stuff?
Right.
Like what is there like?
Well, I mean, they have the posters in the entrance.
Yeah.
Which are...
Have you heard that whole thing about how it's like walking into a movie, Disneyland?
I have. That's how they call
it. The red bricks are the red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the lights are coming up and the tunnels have the posters. And then you smell popcorn when you come in. And then the credits, the opening credits are all the windows on Main Street. And then the main feature is the castle.
And then there's cast members.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So it's kind of like a big Easter egg, but is it? I don't know.
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That's a neat idea. That's a really
apparently
neat
idea. They say it on tours and stuff. And look, there's some stuff we missed, but this is stuff we know off the top of our head.
Yeah.
We can always revisit this. We talk about Easter eggs all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Easter, what else do you talk about on Easter?
Yeah.
Easters.
So I think that's it for Easter eggs. But yeah, it's like this fine line of little call-outs, little callbacks. It's just like one of those things where you see it, you think it's cool, you might hear a fun fact, but you just move on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not meant to take center stage.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the Easter bunny. It's just the little eggs. Bunnies don't lay eggs. Still don't really get it. Kind of do.
Mm.
But
shout out to Peter Rabbit too. It's finally coming out.
Is this real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that the one that...
That's the one with James with Corbin? Corbin?
Corden?
Corden. Yeah.
Was that good?
No, I don't think so. I did inflatables for it, so I was happy
sure. about it. Yeah. Amen.
Shout out to Peter Rabbit too. And the movie Hop. Great. That's a good movie.
Oh, there was that one?
Yeah. And the Easter Bunny that shows up in Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm.
There's too much here.
And Hugh Jackman, who plays the Easter Bunny in Rise of the Guardians.
I forgot that the Guardians of the Holidays.
Yeah. And it's Hugh Jackman.
Oh, man.
It's hilarious.
Well, anyways, we had it so good. We had it so good is a segment in which members of the Tram Fam, or just us two,
yeah,
write in about things we missed about the Disneyland Resort in the past week or
ever
in general. Yeah. Ever. Go ahead, read this thing that you put in really
last minute.
Yeah. Without a space or an enter.
So I put it there, but you put yours. It's whatever. Ari writes in. She misses the raspberry macaroons and the Dole Whips. Apparently, she tried recreating them, and it was an epic fail and just ain't it, is what she said. Also, as usual, like everyone else's, the smell of Pirates of the Caribbean.
What raspberry macaroons? I thought they were strawberry.
I have no idea.
Because I know there's the big ones.
Yeah.
Jolly Holiday. Maybe it's those?
Maybe. Maybe.
I don't know.
I love macaroons too. They're just so difficult to make, and they're so expensive to buy.
Just to watch the Jon Favreau Babish thing.
Babish.
Binging with Babish? The Babish Culinary Universe? They made the ones from Mando.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Do you remember the Mando thing?
I've never watched the behind the scenes on Mando.
No, no, no. Forget the behind the scenes. When the child is eating the little cookies,
mm-hmm.
they're macaroons.
Oh, really?
They're blue macaroons. Babish made them. You know Binging with Babish?
No.
What?
No.
It's on YouTube, dude.
I don't... there's a lot of things on YouTube.
He's buddies with Jon Favreau now. And
cook is buddies with Jon Favreau now.
Jon Favreau like had his AirPods in and did a little episode with Babish on how to make these things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, do that.
Shout out to Rory Choi. Kogi.
Love. He may have also been on the show.
Probably
with
those guys.
Jon Favreau.
Those guys
and,
are buddies.
And Babish. I don't know. So yeah, I think it was them three.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the fork for the noodles.
That, no idea.
From I think it's from Chef.
Or he like wraps the fork. Yeah,
he,
I know that it's from Chef.
I think he either that one or one of his, he gave it to Babish because Babish has a tattoo of it.
Oh well, that's cool. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Chef.
I haven't seen it. Kimmy writes in, the Tower of Terror exit hallway. They had the best soundtrack playing while I waited for my family. She doesn't ride drop rides.
Oh.
So she would wait there, but they have this really cool piano track.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
And she said just the entire queue for Tower of Terror that mm-hmm. like she never would ride the ride, but she would wait in line and then just go straight to the exit. So she also said today would be an amazing Disney day.
It would.
It would be, but at this point, every day would be an amazing Disney day. But no, the cold, breezy days
is the best.
The sun, the best.
The best.
Dude, the touch of Disney weather was spectacular.
Yeah. Chef's kiss, dude.
Yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Favreau's kiss. John's kiss. Mm-hmm. Sounds worse. It's always those that thing where it's like, oh, John Favreau, but you forget he's a man named John.
Like, oh, that is weird.
Like Robert Downey Jr. It's a guy named Robert Downey.
Yeah. I wonder if anybody calls him Bobby.
Robert Downey Jr.
Or Bob. Imagine Robert Downey Jr. being called Bob.
Bob Downey.
Bob. Ugh.
Isn't that the paint shop in Whittier?
I think so.
Bob Downey and Sons or something?
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. My. You had it so good. Because neither one of us went anywhere this week, right?
No.
The Land Before Hype.
Ooh, okay. We're going in some Don Bluth Land Before Time.
Okay, references. We get it. You watch Knockback.
Yeah, I do.
I miss the time when nothing new was coming to Disneyland, when mm-hmm. there wasn't constant news, when there wasn't Instagram.
And there weren't podcasts about Disneyland.
Yeah. And like there wasn't, I mean, I know it's like you had things like they would redo DCA and then like, oh, we're doing Grizzly Peak Airfield, even Galaxy's Edge. But it's like Galaxy's Edge was not, we kind of put it out of our minds after it was put there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like, we're just enjoying what we have. We have it so good.
Right.
We're not like pining for this future. Oh, Avengers Campus. Oh no, Disneyland Forward. I think that's what did it for me. I was like, we're going to be hearing about this for years. It's going to kill me.
There's the hype culture is just very prevalent now.
Yeah, I've been using Instagram less and less.
Because of hype culture?
Yeah, and everything is speculation and rumors and everyone is stupid.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah.
Like the third gate, literally just read.
Just,
just read the article. And it's different. You texted me the third gate. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
That's different. You didn't make a post with artwork and articles of your own that says, Disney's opening the third gate. Here are all the details. Like, you are lying.
Right.
Like, that's different.
And I was in a meeting at work.
No. Listen. It's different when someone says, is Disney opening a third gate? On, like, when the news breaks.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't sit there and write an article, which requires research.
Right.
Now,
very true.
No. I'm not even like, because people are going to be like, no, he's just being nice to Rand. It's like, no, there's a big difference. Because like, when I see that, it's like, they're doing the third gate, you know? And, and then you read it. When you start to like, in a way, regurgitate. But like, when you're telling people something, you have to research it.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired of just like, well, I don't want to get into what I'm tired of, Rand. We had it so good. We would just go and enjoy Disneyland for what it was. We didn't have all these thoughts swimming around in our minds. And it's like, honestly, I was going to log out of everything except Tramon because there's a couple things. One, like people message you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two, I want to know when these tickets go on sale.
That, yeah.
It's kind of it.
And it's kind of inevitable.
I feel like once it's done, once I own a membership to Disneyland, I'll disconnect a little bit. Because then you just log into the app and try to get reservations and stuff.
Right.
I'm tired of like reservations open at this time. Got to be here. 3 a.m. is when you could do this. Like, I mean, it's even with like trying to get a vaccine appointment. It's like, oh, they post them at 6 a.m. Eastern, even though Rite Aid is down the street in California. It's like, I'm tired. I'm so tired. Yeah. So it's like, I just want to enjoy a thing. I want to take it easy. And I like taking it easy. I like just chilling.
I am. Yeah, I totally get
it. And that's why we're not a hype podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, the news of Disneyland's opening date broke a day we released an episode. And we used to be like, we didn't even text each other about. Like, we texted that, like, oh, Disney's opening. We neither one of us brought up how it wasn't going to be covered on the day's show. Because even then, we're like, eh.
We'll talk about it.
People want to hear our thoughts. We want to share our thoughts.
Yeah.
We're not going to drive the hype. Like, Disneyland Forward, I'm like, ah, we're going to be a week late.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Like, you know, this podcast is going to be timeless. We're not the news thing. We say it every episode.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'll probably add news when we record Monday because something's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. You think something will happen?
Something dumb will happen and we'll probably just be like, we're sitting here. Let's just record. Yeah. But yeah, I just miss just like, I think I can get to that point again where it's like, once you have a pass again, do you really have to worry about things?
I think at first we will.
No, at first.
Yeah, with the reservations.
Yeah. But even when we have to get reservations in the future, they're just going to be there.
Yeah.
We're not going to have to worry about Disneyland Forward.
Mm-hmm.
You think, like, I'm never going to get in. We've learned that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
It might happen for a couple months, and then everything's going to go back to normal. Yeah. People are going to stop going to Disneyland. People are going to buy passes and go once a year. It's going to be a thing again. But I'm kind of waiting for that because everything is just so, like, you know, and you got to, like, be mindful of, like, where you are, what, like, you're wearing a mask and all this stuff. It's like,
I don't know who start, like, I saw a segment on it. I think it might have been John Oliver, where he covered hype culture in general.
Yeah.
And it all stems from streetwear. Supreme was like the original hype culture. We're going to do drops and stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that just started translating into social media. People waiting for Supreme drops and stuff at the stores, and then started translating just to everyday life. And it really started becoming relevant when the sneaker stuff started happening. When, like, in order for you to get a new pair of Nikes, you had to be on there and hopefully win a raffle and do all this stuff. And that kind of went into Comic-Con. It's just social media, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And when it comes down to it.
Or, like, yeah, stuff like that. At this point, I'm kind of like, oh, you only get it if you do this. I'm like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
You know? And it's different. I know. We were sitting there on Twitter or whatever for PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
It's also like, we're going to use this thing.
But it's also becoming less relevant in electronics and stuff.
It's like, you're going to get your hands on it at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that comes soon. All right. And it probably will.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I go to Disneyland once, the pressure will be off. I'll still want to go all the time and I'll miss it, things like that. But it's like, we're itching for it.
Right.
So I'm just hoping for like a more easygoing time. I try to make my life that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I've been like trying to finish art ahead of time and episodes and write them. And then we can add stuff like.
Just chill.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Just chill.
Yeah.
So we used to have more chill.
Yeah.
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 Like almost at the beginning of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't play an Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
What's happening next week? Nothing.
I kind of want to play Animal Crossing to get that chill again.
It's not going to happen. Animal Crossing is.
Is dead. You know, I'm going to play it today. Just to prove you wrong.
No, but then you got to go pick up all the weeds and stuff. And you're like,
I'll do it. I'll do it while I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé.
Do you have Discovery Plus?
No.
What do you watch?
On Spectrum.
What?
I pay for my mom's Spectrum at home. And I have the login. And I log into my Apple TV Spectrum. And I get it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. So. Wait. Is it going to... No, I just want to say, watch the Red Band trailer for The Suicide Squad.
Looks great.
John Cena is...
Is awesome.
Hilarious.
The whole beach joke. Oh,
amazing.
Yeah.
For Liberty?
Oh, James Gunn is just...
No problem. And then the Polka Dot Man. Anyways.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's take one last bite. Let's talk about food. It's the best food you ate this week.
That's a great question. I was thinking about it the whole episode. And I still cannot think of what it was. I had some really good sloppy joes I made.
Whoa.
Yeah. Really good sloppy joes. Came with a nice pickle. It was a HelloFresh.
Yeah.
It came with a nice pickle that was individually packaged. Reminding me a lot of the Disneyland pickle.
Perfectly packaged pickle.
Exactly. Sliced it up. Put like 4 pickles on my sloppy joes. That was great. But overall, best food that I had? I don't know. I'm going to say it probably was a sloppy joe.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say I had these tacos. From Por Vida. Why do I pronounce it like that? It's spelled pour, like a beer. Like pouring a beer. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's good. That's good.
The best taco there, I think the fish taco.
Fish tacos are...
There was some al pastor-like thing with mango, but there is a really good fish taco, and the tortillas are fresh. But they weren't like traditional tortillas. They were almost like doughy. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I have another one.
What's that?
Last night I went to Progress Brewery, and you know, most breweries right now, in order for you to go, you have to get some food. Actually, I don't think you have to anymore. But anyways, there was a food truck there, and it was a barbacoa, a food truck. And I went, and I was like, okay, I'm hungry, so I want something. They had something called a La Francesca, which is a sandwich with mixed barbacoa and asada, and with grilled onions, grilled bell peppers, cheese, kind of like a little sub sandwich that was nice and toasty, with a little cup of consomme that you pour on it. And it was,
Sounds better than...
And the Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah. And I love, Sloppy Joe's are great.
That was great. It was kind of expensive. It was like $13 a sandwich, but it was great.
Dude, Jersey Mike's like 10 bucks at this point.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Best sweet yet this week.
Best sweet.
You know what's funny? I'm probably going to get like some really great food in the next couple days, but we're recording on Saturday, so next
time. And I'm going to Taste Universal tomorrow, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm,
and brunch.
And brunch in one day.
Ah, well.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how that works. Best sweet I had this week was from Rad Coffee. I got one of their blended drinks for the first time. I don't think I've ever got it.
I was almost going to ask you to bring something like that.
Really?
But I already had it. Anyways.
Yeah. They had I wanted something sweet because it was after we had eaten, Brandy and I had eaten dinner. We walked over to Rad and I said, hey, I want a blended drink, but I don't want something that's too sweet. And I want espresso in it. Like I want some coffee in it. And she said, okay, get the Dracula. It's a red velvet, like blended Frappuccino kind of thing. And you put a shot of espresso with black whipped cream on the top.
Uh-huh.
It was amazing, dude. It was so good. Huh. So good.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was yours?
Okay. You know how Peeps are like weird?
Yeah.
Okay. There are these chocolate Peeps.
I saw them.
Their little butts are dipped in chocolate.
Oh.
They're the marshmallow's chocolate.
Yeah.
The bottoms are chocolate. And that chocolate that like is like that shell.
Mm-hmm.
And the head and body are filled with caramel.
Ooh.
Dude, these are decadent.
Ooh. Where do you get these?
Target.
Wow. Why did I know you were going to say Target?
They have no business being Peeps.
Yeah.
I don't like Peeps. These are so good.
Those are Peeps.
I forgot what they were like.
Yeah.
Shout out to my employee, Leslie, who loves marshmallow everything and Peeps. Shout out to Kimmy, who hates marshmallow everything, but who decided on Por Vida. So. But let me look up these Peeps. They're, chocolate-dipped caramel Peeps, and it's like...
That sounds amazing.
Dude.
I'm a big marshmallow. I do like marshmallow a lot.
You know what? I actually bought a box to take to work.
Mm-hmm.
I'll buy another box. Should I bring them up?
Yeah.
We're going to eat the Peeps right now.
Oh, you have them right now?
I have an extra box.
Oh, heck
it's unopened, but we're going to open it. We're going to make a mess. I will be right back. All right. In the spirit of Easter, we are back with Peeps filled delights.
Ooh.
Chocolate caramel swirl flavored marshmallow.
Wow.
Some ASMR.
Ooh. Ooh, that is soothing.
Is it?
No.
No. I don't know. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? You didn't expect this. I didn't expect this.
Oh, there's only four in there. Oh, okay.
Dude, they're good.
All right.
Okay, but yeah.
Oh, wow.
The little stuff's going to get everywhere. Put your hand under it or something.
Okay.
Yeah. So good, dude.
Wow. Hmm.
The head has more caramel in it.
That is scary.
It's scary, but are you surprised?
Mm-hmm.
Peeps have no business being this good.
Shout out to Peeps, man.
Yeah. Man.
Wow. How'd you find these?
I had them like a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
I was at Target. I'm like, Peeps. I'm like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
Dipped chocolate. And then I was like, oh, chocolate marshmallow with dipped chocolate and caramel? I'm in. That's it.
That was great.
So for our, another one last bite, Easter snacks, more specifically, Easter egg snacks.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of food inside Disneyland would you like to see shaped like an egg?
Shaped like an egg? Wow. Okay, so does it have to be? I guess it does have to be an egg.
Usually, it'll be a sweet, but
yeah,
anything.
is a Rice Krispie an easy cop out?
Yeah, but
yeah, I'll say Rice Krispie.
What about like a
candy apple?
But it's you have to shave the apple.
Yeah, you do. That's
what about like a churro?
That's too thick.
No, it's filled with something.
Mm.
Like a churro cream egg.
Mm-hmm. That's more like a sweet huarache.
Huh?
Like a sweet huarache. You know, like a flat sopa thing?
Yeah, yeah.
You showed
I'm
me
the one who brought it up. Yeah. You're like, what's a huarache?
Yeah, I had never heard of that.
No, I'm saying like a Cadbury cream egg style.
Shout out to those Cadbury cream eggs that you gave me the other day.
That's not what I gave you. I gave you the mini eggs with the candy coating.
Great.
The cream eggs are filled with like tooth numbing cream. But yeah, the little...
Yeah, those things were great.
Yeah, there was something else I had. What about like a corn dog? But it's just cheese. No,
you know
no
what?
Dog.
I just saw that corn dog. No dog. I just saw that corn dog. That's pretty eggy.
Huh?
The shape of this is pretty eggy.
Yeah, the one with the pickle.
Yeah, the blue ribbon corn dog with the pickle right in the smack dab in the middle.
Yeah.
It's thick.
Would you want Disney to make like a Reese's egg, but with like peanut butter?
Oh, I would imagine they've already have, dude.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. That'd be cool.
Anything else like... It would have to always be cheese, right?
Right. Yeah, because the corn dog with just cheese in it is pretty thick, too. Like, it's not very long.
Mm.
So, and that's kind of eggy.
Yeah. Some dumplings. I don't know.
A bao.
An egg bao. Filled with egg.
Oh.
Breakfast bao.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
Bacon in the breakfast bao?
Of course.
Okay.
Sausage? Potatoes? No, I don't like sausage.
Me either.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. It's maybe with some pancakes, but that's it. That's it.
Mm. Like the grand slam. Mm-hmm. Like, just give me 4 bacon.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But yeah. That's all I got for egg-shaped food. Right?
Yeah.
It's uninspired. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
But what are we going to do?
I think this this week's episode was very excellent.
Was it?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
Are there any other egg puns?
Egg puns.
Just to make people mad, you know? Like...
I am so bad with this stuff.
I just want to egg people on, you know? But, you know, please subscribe. Please whatever. Like, you know, please like us. Please comment. I'll stop egging.
Well.
That's all it was. It was all set up. You probably, if you saw it coming, I'll egg on my face.
Keep it coming. Dude. Keep it coming. My mind is blank right now.
I think I'm done. I don't really have a leg to stand on.
That was a stretch. You said leg, not egg.
No, le egg.
Oh, okay.
All right. Like French. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, le egg.
Le egg.
Le egg.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. I don't know. Is there anything else? Any other egg? I'm like waiting for them to come to me, you know?
you're thinking? My mind palace is just checked out.
Stop
today.
With the mind palace and persona.
Yeah. And Benedict Cumberbatch.
What?
That's a whole thing in Sherlock.
Oh,
has his mind palace. Yeah. And it looks like a library he goes to.
I was thinking more like Doctor Strange.
Oh.
You know,
he's
like,
got the mind stone.
Yeah, more like Kevin Feige, you know?
Oh, man. You got me good. You got me good. There's egg on my face on that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is there any egg sign-offs?
We'll see you guys next...
Next week.
We'll see you guys next week.
See you real soon.
Bye.